approached 1 million around the world on Thursday, despite more than half the world in some type of lockdown. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warns will be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now over 5,000, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Experts are warning that there could be up to 240,000 deaths in the U.S. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has hit a record high for the second week in a row as the economic toll tied to the coronavirus gets worse. More than 6.6 million people filed jobless claims in the week ending March 28. The U.S. Department of Labor said that's nearly double the week earlier, which was also a new record. This is a stark reversal for the world's biggest economy, where unemployment has been around 3.5%. 80% of Americans are under some form of lockdown, and most businesses in the U.S. are closed. President Donald Trump told CNBC News Thursday that he expects Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to announce a deal to cut oil production by 10 million to 15 million barrels. West Texas Intermediate crude surged more than 30% to a session high of $27.39 per barrel, putting it on track for its best day on record. International benchmark Brent jumped 24%. Demand for oil has been low amidst the coronavirus outbreak, which has halted travel and slowed business activity. This as a price war broke out between top producers Russia and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom has called for an urgent meeting for OPEC members and its allies. This is VOA News. Since emerging in China in December, COVID-19 has infected nearly 1 million